Hey everyone, Alan here, creator and host of Script to Screen. I've always been a fan of podcasts, and when I was still in college, I always wanted to host one, but it wasn't that simple back then. Nowadays, the options are endless, but there's only one that can help you and your podcast reach listeners and grow with your vision. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it is 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's exactly what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. Anchor has been Script to Screen's home since I first started the podcast, and I couldn't be happier. Not only is it simple for uploading episodes, but fans can also reach out to us by sending voice messages and be featured on the show. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. Again, that's anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. Send me a link when you're done. I can't wait to hear your podcast. This episode of Script to Screen is powered by Speedy Comics.
You can follow them on Instagram on Speedy Comics ME and on their website, speedycomicsme.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ruth Jung.
Hello, my name is Joseph David Jones.
Hey, this is Kevin Sussman.
Hey, this is Mina Masood.
I'm John Reese Davis, and you're listening to Script to Screen.
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 Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Script to Screen. You're listening to us on Anchor as well as all other podcast platforms because we're everywhere. But Anchor's our main one. It's where we are hosted. It's where we get distributed. We've been a huge fan of Anchor for a long time. It's been home for Script to Screen for a long, long time. At the top of the episode, right before we delve into things, I just want to say a massive thank you to our sponsors, as usual, the great guys at Speedy Comics. You guys make this show exist, make it a reality. But you're not alone, because you screeners, you people who are listening to us week to week, you guys who support us, who share our stories, who DM us, who communicate with us, we love you as well. Today's episode is another one of those spotlighty episodes. We're focusing on one topic in particular. For all you who are new joining us, spotlight episodes are usually episodes where we focus on a topic, whether it be an actor, a filmmaker, a writer, a music composer, a movie or a series of movies or a series of television. And then we just talk about that one particular topic for the episode. So this week, we are going to be dedicating this episode in honor of the legendary, the iconic, the unforgettable Robin Williams, who recently would have celebrated his birthday, and yet we lost him due to, mental health issues, and it was a very, very sad day for a lot of us who are massive fans of his. And I don't know another human being who is as massive a fan of Robin Williams, aside from me, than the one and only Solo to my Chewbacca, Han Solo.
Hello, my friend, how are you? You ain't never had a friend like me.
And never had a friend like me. Oh, we should play that at some point in this episode.
if we can, that would be awesome. But definitely today is kind of a touchy episode, a very meaningful episode for both of us, because mm-hmm. we're talking about the late Robin Williams, an actor we both cherish and love, a man who has the capacity to make you laugh and cry at the same time, or can make you laugh and then cry within a fraction of a second. Such a talented person, such a gifted actor, and I think it's nice that we're remembering him and talking about him a bit more extensively.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So the way we're breaking down this massive, fantastic episode, I don't know if it's a massive episode, but it's going to be a fun episode, is we're dividing it into five particular like mini segments. The first one being we're going to talk about our favorite performance of Robin Williams. Then we're going to try to discuss, you know, what made this actor so unique. Then we're going to talk about an underrated role of his, or a role that we believe is very much underrated. Why we love him, why I love him, why Hod loves him. And then finally, roles we would have loved to see him in, which I think is a very fun question towards the end. Before we jump into our recommendations or film recommendations for this episode, and let me give you a hint. They might end up being Robin Williams related. Robin Hood, what the heck? I mean, he was kind of a Robin Hood, if you want to, you know, making everybody laugh in times of darkness, you know, trading that in for money. I don't know. I totally messed up this metaphor.
As anyway, Robin Hood does, yes.
Yes. So let's go ahead and start out here with our favorite performance of Robin Williams. Ha, do you want to go ahead and start?
Yeah, man, that's I think one of the toughest questions you could probably ask me, because he has so many memorable performances. And if you want to dissect them into, if you want a bit more serious, a bit comical, more comical, very comical, cartoony, the man was just awesome. But I think if I had to choose one, it would probably have to be Genie from Aladdin.
Yeah, I figured you would.
call me cheesy, call me crazy, but what he did for that movie, I mean, without Robin Williams, I don't think the film works.
No, it doesn't. Absolutely.
He ad-libbed so many lines. He improvised. There are mountains and mountains of audio tapes or recordings, sorry, that he did for the movie that are not used. And for me, that performance makes Genie.
Yeah.
You cannot think of the character of Genie without thinking of Robin Williams, and you cannot think of Robin Williams without thinking of Genie.
Right. So, exactly. I don't ever envy the position that Will Smith was put in, honestly,
yeah,
to try to even make the Genie his own. It's impossible. The Genie belongs to Robin Williams. It will always belong to Robin Williams. What a beautiful, iconic character he created. And those tapes that you're talking about are actually available on YouTube. People can actually, you guys can look them up. Just put in Robin Williams Aladdin behind the scenes, and you'll find all these videos of him performing and you know, saying lines that were never ended up in the movie.
Absolutely.
It's nuts. It's absolutely crazy to watch him work.
How about you?
Mine would have to be, it's probably not one of his like most popular roles, but for me, I think he will forever be that character for me, because I believe he was that character in life as well as in the film. And it would have to be the character of Peter Pan and Hook.
Yeah.
I connect with Robin Williams as Peter Pan more than I have in every other adaptation of that character. There's just something about the way that he plays Peter and the way this film is crafted. I mean, again, Spielberg, John Williams, Dustin Hoffman, Julia Roberts, Robin Williams. It's a great film. I mean, but just the way that Robin Williams really embodies the inner child and really becomes this character of Peter Pan. I mean, he makes you believe. He literally makes you believe in Peter Pan. Like, he's an absolute joy and an absolute wonder to watch in this role.
Absolutely, with again, so much heart, and he makes it seem so effortless.
Yes, absolutely.
That's
absolutely
what's fascinating about this man. And again, as you said, he's a man child. You can't think of anyone else for the role.
No, and absolutely not.
He's, you know, Peter Pan grew up. Who would he be? Robin Williams.
Exactly. 100%. 100%. So what do you think makes him so unique? What is it about him that that you believe makes him so unique?
I think it's something I said earlier. He has the capacity to toy with your emotions.
Yeah.
He has the capacity to make you laugh so hard and with so much ease, and he can make you cry, and he can seriously, there isn't a Robin Williams movie that I haven't watched where I haven't either pissed myself laughing or used up the tissue crying. So a lot of water.
Sometimes you've even done both in the same film.
Yes, exactly. I don't know. And he's so warm and friendly. And the beauty of Robin Williams is when you see him on interviews on the Tonight Show or on games like Whose Line Is It Anyway or Inside the Actor's Studio.
Yeah, I was just going to say the episode with him and on Inside the Actor's Studio is so legendary.
It's fascinating. And he's so close and warm and friendly with people. He's an everyman. He's not a handsome hunk. He's a hairy, shortish kind of guy who we can all relate to. He has this paternal figure growing up, being a bit older. He has, I don't know. He does it all. He's just fantastic. I can't say. I don't know.
Yeah, I think what makes him unique to me now, more so than before. I don't want to get a little preachy or anything, but I think what makes him unique to me now more so than before is the fact that underneath all that joy, underneath all that laughter, underneath all that effortless wonder and excitement and childlike outlook on life was probably someone who was very, very sad. And someone who, you know, in today's world would have spoken out about his struggles and would have spoken out about the fact that he was depressed, and there wouldn't have been anything shameful about it. And there wouldn't have been anything like negative about it or like a taboo about it. Because, you know, I think back when Robin Williams was Robin Williams, like nobody talked about this stuff, like specifically for men, like nobody talked about anxiety or nobody talked about depression or nobody talked about like sadness or loneliness or melancholy, specifically in, you know, between us men. Like we never allowed ourselves to kind of like be open and be in touch with how we're feeling and our emotions and whatnot, because society didn't necessarily let us, because, you know, we're men, we're not supposed to have these like weaknesses and blah blah blah. So in hindsight, I think what makes him unique is he's proof in the pudding that sometimes putting up a shield and being all laffy daffy all the time and not accepting the fact that, you know what, we can have bad days, we can have dips, we can suffer from anxiety, we can suffer from mental health issues, and we should be speaking out about them. I think that's what makes him unique. I think that's what makes him the powerhouse that he was, because I think he was trying to express his pain via his performances, even though his performances were more often than not very positive performances. I think this was his way of trying to fight it back. I think this was his way of trying to gain some ounce of control over his life.
And adding on to that, maybe that was a way for him to prevent other people from feeling that way.
Exactly.
The power of laughter is extremely powerful, and him being able to do that so effortlessly to help people. But that could have been a reason why, because of his depression, because of his anxiety.
I mean, on that note, for anyone who's listening to us, if you are someone who does suffer from these things and you need someone to talk to, please like reach out, whether it be to us or to local like NGOs that are open to helping. I know here in Lebanon, we have an NGO called Embrace, which I've spoken about before, and they're there to help. So, you know, reach out I'm sure whether you reach out to us or we would point you in the right direction. But reach out, you know, you're not alone. We all have our days and we all have our moments and we all have our struggles. So just know that you're not alone out there, screeners.
Yep.
Hey, Hod, did you hear the latest news?
No, man. What news?
Well, you see, recently, Script to Screen has become part of the Speedy Comics family.
Oh, my God.
Right? Right?
That's just fantastic.
It is fantastic. Guys, if you don't know what Speedy Comics is, it's actually this really great store at City Walk Dubai.
And you can also find some awesome Funkos and comic books signed by all sorts of amazing people. And why not stop by and have a cup of coffee? That'll be fun.
Indeed. There's also something called The Vault, which, well, it's in the vault, so we can't really talk about it.
No, but it's super duper cool.
It is super duper cool. So yes, Script to Screen is now powered by Speedy Comics.
And don't forget, you can follow Speedy Comics on Instagram on Speedy Comics ME, or you can check out their website on SpeedyComicsME.com.
Hey screeners, this is Ross Marquand from The Walking Dead and Avengers. You're listening to Script to Screen.
Speaking of, you know, stuff that made him unique, what are some of his underrated roles? Or what roles do you think, or what characters do you think that he played were very underrated? I have one in mind already.
I have a couple. I have a few.
Okay. I'll go ahead and jump in with my one.
Okay, go ahead.
And then you can go for the other. I'm going to say the role that he played in Bicentennial Man.
Yeah, I know you love that movie.
I adore that film. And it is one of these films that, where he makes you piss yourself laugh and by the end of it, you're just like in tears, you're bawling. But it's a beautiful film. And I think Robin Williams just knocks it out of the park. You believe that he's a robot. You then later believe he's an android. He's so good in this role. He's so in control of his game in this role. It's mesmerizing to watch. And it's a great movie. I absolutely love this film.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go with something a bit different as a first choice. I'm going to go with one of his less popular movies and less popular roles, but The Birdcage.
Yeah,
I think he is just hilarious in this movie. And again, shows a lot of heart. He portrays this homosexual man whose child comes home, whose son, he's not a child anymore, who wants to get married and introduce his in-laws to Robin Williams and his partner. And it's just a whole like a bunch of different things that happen to mess things up. But Robin Williams is just perfect as a loving father. He has these hilarious scenes. They own a drag club. So imagine all these things together, Robin Williams with a mustache, with his signature kind of humor. I think he makes a very lovable character, a very funny character. So that's definitely someone up on the list.
You know what's strange is I've actually not seen this film.
You should. You definitely should. It's my recommendation to you, not to the screeners.
Good one.
To the screeners too. To the screeners too. But definitely you have to check it out.
For sure. I will for sure do that. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And another movie, which is actually loved by people, but was critically when it came out, wasn't very interesting. I wasn't very well received, if you want. For me, it's an iconic role of his, Patch Adams.
Yes, yes.
This movie is also another testament. And it deals a bit with this man who was depressed. And I think it spoke a lot to Robin Williams, because the real Patch Adams was someone who was, in a mental institute at first.
Yeah.
And decided to help others through medicine and mainly through laughter. And humanize patients. And I think that's, one second.
Bless
I'm sorry.
You. No, it's all right. So, You know, I think we've already basically discussed why we love Robin Williams. I was looking down on our like kind of like our outline for the episode. And you know, I think we've already expressed why we love him, why we find him so unique. So instead, what I'm going to switch it out with is, you know, we spoke about our favorite performance. We spoke about an underrated role. Is there a film, and this is going to be a little challenging, I think, is there a role of his that you were not a fan of?
There is one role I never really enjoyed, which was Death to Smoochie.
Oh, Death to Smoochie. Yeah. Okay.
With Edward Norton, and where he plays this TV star who gets... there are a few movies which I think towards the end of his career kind of felt repetitive. So there was Death to Smoochie, and he became a bit too, if you want, not comical, but... what's the word I'm looking for? He wasn't the Robin Williams... we loved. He started to choose random movies like RV, like there's a movie with John Travolta, Father's Day. No, it's not Father's Day.
No, it's like Watch Dogs or something along those lines, where it's like they become dogs or something at some point.
No, it's where I think Robin Williams is... this family's father and John Travolta is the stepfather, or vice versa. So, okay. So these movies were not in Robin Williams' form. They were not these, you know, fully wholehearted performances. It's a bit like what De Niro is doing sometimes, Pacino is doing, these great actors taking on these kind of, if you want, silly roles, perhaps just for the money. And those were kind of disappointing to see Robin do towards the end of his career, because he's a man with such caliber, and I don't want to remember him with these films.
My least favorite isn't necessarily least favorite because of like the lack of quality of the role, but it's because it was such a jarring thing to see Robin Williams playing this kind of character, and it would have to be his role in 1 Hour Photo.
Oh, really?
He's a master and he does such an amazing job, but just seeing Robin Williams being an evil psychotic stalker really bothered me. Like, I was like, in my mind, I was like, this is Peter Pan. Like, this is Mrs. Doubtfire. This is, you know, like Dead Poets Society. This is Good Will Hunting. Like, why is he killing people? You know, like, why is he stalking people? I don't like this side of Robin Williams. So I think this is why it's like, in a way, like, I don't ever go back and watch this movie, because it just bothers me seeing him so dark and so evil.
Well, I think that's the genius of the movie. It's picking him to do that. It's picking the most unexpected person to be the stalker, this creepy person, this loner. I actually really love that role. It's one of his most interesting roles, because he got out of his comfort zone. He got out of what he does. And yes, he is Mrs. Doubtfire and Peter Pan and Genie. And I think that's what makes you look at him differently and go like, wow, he is creepy. Is this really Robin Williams with his bleached hair and his particular mannerism and his minimalist, the humor? I don't know, he gives me chills, but for the right reasons.
That's why I said, like, it's not a jab at his performance. It's just seeing him in this role was very jarring. You know, like, it's just it's like, it's not, you know, it's like growing up watching Land Before Time and then watching Jurassic Park, where all the dinosaurs are like killing humans. You know, like, it's that, like, wait, what happened? You know.
yeah I get you.
Finally, what would have been a role or roles or a universe maybe, or a franchise that you would have loved to see Robin Williams in?
Well, there was talks in, I guess, the 90s for him to play the Riddler in Batman.
Yes.
He was in talks for that. But I wouldn't have liked to see him in that specific universe. I would have liked to see him in more current Batman universe where things are a bit less comic booky and a bit more serious.
Yes.
But with that kind of Robin Williams twist. So giving some sort of gravitas to the performance, not making it, you know, like overly comic booky. Or perhaps with Jack Nicholson as the Joker, and within that, I would have liked to see him portray the Riddler.
Yeah, I agree. I think that would have been very, very unique. Personally, I would have. It's very weird, but I would have loved to see Robin Williams in something like. Or something a la Newsroom, you know, like something with Aaron Sorkin dialogue, something with an Aaron Sorkin script. Because I think his wit and his speed and his rhythm and his, again, gravitas, like you said, I think it would have been amazing to see Robin Williams in an Aaron Sorkin written Aaron Sorkin film, you know, who knows, maybe Aaron Sorkin will write the bio pic of Robin Williams at some point. He's already writing the Lucille Ball biography movie. So who knows, maybe he'll do a Robin Williams film and that way I'll get my wish, but it won't be Robin Williams. Like it'll just be a Robin Williams film written by Aaron Sorkin. But I would have loved to see him in an Aaron Sorkin movie, you know, something with the wit of like The Social Network or The West Wing or The Newsroom. Or even like Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. Like, I think Robin would have been so amazing in that show. I would have loved to see more of Robin on TV.
He did a show, I can't recall the name, with Sarah Michelle Gellar towards, I think, the end of his career.
Oh, did he? Yeah. Where he played her father. Yes.
Exactly. I think it's an ad agency or something.
Yes.
But that wasn't very successful, unfortunately.
No, it wasn't. It was not. But yeah, I would have loved to see more of him on TV. I would have definitely been there week to week if he was in something for television written by Aaron Sorkin. It would have been great for me, I think.
I have a question for you now on the top of my head.
Yeah.
Who would you like to have seen him work with?
Honestly,
yeah,
I don't know why this is the first name that popped into my head, but I think there's a value to it, or there's a reasoning behind it. Robert Downey Jr.
Interesting.
Especially if it was like the smart assy Robert Downey Jr. from like Tony Stark, I think that banter between him and Robin Williams could have been very, very fun to watch.
Yeah. That could definitely work. That could be very interesting.
What about you?
For some reason, when I asked the question, I thought of Steve Carell.
Oh, man. Oh, I could just imagine Robin Williams in The Office. Oh, my God. That makes me
like,
so
they're
sad.
Both very hairy.
That makes me so sad.
But I think they would have had something interesting because, you know, they have different kinds of humor.
Yes.
I do think they could meet somewhere halfway.
Wow.
And could have
could
done
you
a
imagine
movie with
that,
a lot
that,
of heart.
That ping ponging between them would have been genius.
Yeah.
Would
so
have
I would have
genius.
Loved to see that. Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been genius. Ah. Oh, man. Well, here we are. That's it. Let's jump into our recommendations then. What would you recommend from great archive of Robin Williams?
Listen, I'm going to recommend a classic. The movie he won an Academy Award for. I'm going to recommend Good Will Hunting.
Nice.
He doesn't have the biggest role in the movie, but I think he has one of the most impactful roles in the movie.
Yes.
And such a spot on performance with these very tender, not very funny, but light moments, if you want, and these very deep, heavy moments, life changing moments with just such a genuine performance, such class, such mm-hmm. tact.
Mm-hmm.
I just, and his chemistry with Matt Damon is just
absolutely
perfect, because he's the main person. He doesn't share scenes with Ben Affleck. It's just mainly Matt Damon. And right. And they've even improvised some scenes which have made it into the movie, which in such a serious movie with such a serious tone, he was able to kind of, you know, throw in those small humorous moments, Robin Williams humorous moments. And I just love that.
Absolutely. It's funny you picked Good Will Hunting because it puts Robin Williams in a teacher role. And the film I'm going to recommend also puts him in a teacher role. And that would have to be Dead Poets Society.
My Captain.
I think it is so iconically Robin Williams to be this inspirational teacher, this teacher that says, you know, carpe diem and you know, live each day to the fullest and learn and grow and challenge yourselves and believe in yourselves. It's just, it's very Robin to me. It's very Robin Williams. And you know, I do believe that Robin Williams was an inspiration to a lot of people. And this is, you know, this is a role where he's an inspiration to all of his students. And it's a great film. It's a powerful film. If you watch it, look at the students, you will be surprised who you see.
A lot of future stars
as these students. It's a great movie. It's an amazing film.
No, it definitely is. It's one of those movies who help you kind of defy normality, get out of your comfort yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what Robin was. He was someone who was true to himself in his craft. He was just fantastic. And it's one of his, I'm not going to say his first, but one of his earliest serious movie roles, because before that he was known for mainly being that alien on that TV show.
Mork and Mindy, Nanu Nanu. All right, guys, this brings us to the end of our episode today. Hope you enjoyed it. Do you have a favorite Robin Williams performance, a favorite Robin Williams movie, or a role that you would have loved to see Robin Williams in? Please make sure you let us know, whether it be on voice message on Anchor, or you can send us a DM on Instagram at Script to Screen Official. If you want to follow me, Alan Mahana, on Instagram, you can follow me at alan.mahana, and you can follow the Solo to My Chewbacca on
ha.solo.
You can also follow our amazing
partners, our amazing, you know, we're powered by these people, the people at Speedy Comics. You can follow them on Speedy Comics ME on Instagram. And you can follow them on their website, if I'm not mistaken, speedycomicsme.com.
Oh. Yep.
Yep. I wanted to make sure I'm going to say it right. Not F it up.
You can also follow us on our Facebook page, where you will find some exclusive content on there, Script to Screen Official as well. Our website is coming soon. As soon as it's up and running, we will let you know. Thank you for joining us, screeners. As always, we love you so much. We wouldn't be here without you. Thanks for all the support. Had a pleasure as always, my friend.
My pleasure. And don't forget to listen to us on all platforms, Spotify, Anchor, Anghami. You listen to our shows. We have old things. Like, check them out. Give us ideas.
I mean, I was checking how many episodes we've done so far, and there are literally 117 episodes so far.
There you go. So check them out.
So you've got a lot of Script to Screen to listen to. Oh, man. Thank you again for joining us. We will be back next week. Make sure you check out our Instagram and Facebook for exclusive video content as well. We love you so much. Had, have a good one, and hope to see you soon.
You too. See you later.
All right. Bye, guys. Bye-bye.